Hello. Today I will show you another firmware change guide for a Wi-Fi light switch popular in our country. Device will be flashed with open bacon. Furthermore, we will also automatically detect GPIO configuration for this device with our BK7231 Easy Flash tool. Purchase of LXM170. I did the flashing for the reader who sent me this device. But I know where the switch was purchased. 60 zlotys. About $15 for the switch. It's not that bad, especially since it's in our country. Description is mainly a marketing boast in every possible way. Polish producer Lamex. Are they sure? I rather think it's a Tuya product imported from China. Time for some specifics. That is, it's the simplest switch as possible. No RF, no neutral mode, etc. Packaging. Content. Although there are screws, tear down of LXM170. Now removing the front. So here we have a Wi-Fi module, probably something from BK7231. A push-button controller, in SOIC, a three-legged LDO, and a transistor from relay control. Let's look further. The module is a CB3S. By the way, you can also see the place for the RF chip in SOIC8, along with the oscillator. But here, it is not soldered. Flashing our firmware, let's upload OBK. In order to do it, we use our flasher, solder RX, TX, and GND, and 3.3 volts. Applied flux, flashed, soldered. Flasher layout. Flasher correctly reads Tuya configuration with read operation. You can generate an OBK template from this. Example here. Template, human readable description. The OBK configuration is ready. No need to guess anything. You can already make the connection with Home Assistant. For more info, you should take a look at the Electro2Com channel on YouTube. Summary. This was the simplest switch as possible. No extra features, but at least it was easy to cut from the cloud and connect to Home Assistant. It was a bit easier than the switch which we presented on YT, because here we didn't have to desolder the controller in the SOIC, because it wasn't connected to the RX-TX pins. When something is connected to the RX-TX port, it can interfere with programming. So I think I can easily this switch to someone looking for something to easily change firmware.